Jeffrey wakes up without morning wood.
Could it be your diet, Jeffrey? Could it be your lifestyle, Jeffrey?
No, it's my genetics.
Yeah, it's your genetics that are making you eat Doritos and pink Lucozade lemonade.
Adonis wakes up with morning steel. His testosterone levels are off the charts.
Oh no, Greg Duchat's making a video about him.
So Adonis doesn't... So Hamza's claimed he's natural all this time.
Before we begin, there's a very important disclaimer that I have to make to you. In this video, I'm going to talk to you about something quite unconventional that I've done, which I researched for years. I did it safely with medical professionals supervising, with blood tests and everything. I'm just going to tell you my experience with this experiment, but that doesn't mean that you should copy me. And if you're one of my followers and you're a little bit older, like mid-20s or 30s, you can click on a link that will appear right now, which is the full superhuman body protocol. I've posted it to my advanced channel, where I talk for hours about what we're talking about today with way more detail and also other crazy experiments that I've run recently. So I had actually improved my testosterone for years. I did the basics, like try and improve your sleep and go to the gym, lift heavy weights, get out into sunlight, eat clean. And I felt pretty good, especially mentally. I always had like a disciplined mindset. I could just force myself to get up and go. But with our generation, we've had a special handicap that almost no other generation before us have had, which is the endocrine warfare that we all live in. Men today have microplastics inside of their testicles, which decreases testosterone. We have chemicals and pollutants in the air and in our food and even in the water that we drink. So it's an uphill battle for men in our generation to have healthy levels of testosterone. It's not uncommon to have a young man who's doing everything he can, like he's going to the gym and he's trying to eat clean and he's trying to sleep better, and he still has lower testosterone than his father or even his grandfather. And then there was one other thing that affected me, and it actually affects like 10 to 20% of guys. And it was a medical condition called varicocele, which is where like the veins in one of your testicles kind of gets inflamed. And quite a lot of guys have this. You can literally just go feel like the veins above your testicles. And if it just feels like one or two kind of wires, then it's okay. But if it feels more like a clump, like a bag of worms, that could be a varicocele, and it can decrease testosterone. And even if you try to sleep right and eat clean, there are things that are creating a disadvantage for us. I still built a great physique completely naturally, but this wasn't just about my physique. This was like overall life quality. And so after being into fitness and self-improvement and increasing my testosterone levels naturally for years and years and years and doing a lot of research, I wanted to experiment with injecting testosterone. And so I started my experiment injecting testosterone in February last year. I didn't mention it publicly because one, I didn't know what it was going to be like, if it was going to work. It seems to be the case that this is something you need to do for months or even years to get a full understanding of the pros and cons. And so I wanted to come at it with a ton of experience first. And I wanted to be careful because I have a large audience. I have a lot of followers who are teenagers, and some of which would undoubtedly consider hopping on just because I've been like hyping it up and saying that it's been really life-changing for me. Recently, an old friend of mine made a joke that I was on steroids, and then a lot of people started to ask me if I actually was. And I thought, fuck it, I'm not gonna lie to people. If so many people are interested now, I'll talk about it all. I think I have enough experience now to talk about this from an informed position. So let's go over all the details. The protocol that I've always been on is 150 milligrams of testosterone per week. And I split that up into two doses. If you compare that to a standard bodybuilder's steroid cycle, it's very different. When someone hops on steroids, like they take a steroid cycle or what's called a steroid blast, they'll often take 3 to 4 times as much testosterone. And then they'll often take Deca, D-Bot, Tren, Anavar, and some other things as well. When you think about a bodybuilder who takes steroids, they'll usually take all of these for a couple of months at a time, and then they'll relax onto about 150 to 200 milligrams of testosterone a week. I've never done an actual steroid blast. All I've done is just stay on 150 milligrams of testosterone a week. And this protocol is very similar to TRT, which is testosterone replacement therapy. That's something that men, especially when they get older, they start taking if their natural levels aren't high enough. And they'll usually take about the same amount that I've taken, which is 150 milligrams per week. 150, it's not a crazy high dose for taking testosterone per week. Even saying that though, I seem to have been a hyper responder because even with this dose, my testosterone levels shot through the fucking roof, like even above 1,500 nanograms per deciliter. And I think the reason why I was so responsive to it was because I was already doing like many of the habits. I was already trying to sleep as best as possible, eating clean, staying out into the sunlight, socializing, doing like, you know, I had already researched how to increase testosterone naturally. And so when I started to take it, it was like my levels blew through the fucking roof. Even that being said, in the grand scheme of things, this is still far less than an actual steroid cycle. So let's talk about the results. Within just about 1 month of starting this protocol, I seem to have gained about 6 to 12 months of muscle mass progress. Like, I'll show you two pictures with like a similar sort of pose, and they were in the same mirror and everything. And there's not a, you know, 0 to 1 difference, but if you look closely, you can see my shoulders way bigger, the arm looks bigger, especially when you've already been lifting weights for about like 9 to 10 years as I had around here. That's a crazy amount of progress to make in like 1 to 2 months. So this jumped my progress instantly. But what's very common when someone injects testosterone is you get this initial surge in your physique, and then it kind of slows down. It's still at a faster rate than if you were natural though. But the biggest difference was vitality and just overall life quality. The physique gains were nice. Like, it's always nice to put on extra muscle mass and hit more PRs in the gym. Like, that's really nice to have. But it was like this next level feeling of energy through the day, which is just so nice to have. Like, that's so valuable to feel like 25, 30, 40% better just all day, every day. More energy levels, mood, libido, everything shot through the roof. Everything felt better. Injury recovery was such an interesting one. So one day I was in the gym and I was doing kettlebell snatches, which is where you grab the kettlebells from the floor and you bring them up overhead, almost like an overhead press, but from the floor like this. And I got this tweak, like this spike of pain in my lower back on the left side. I've had the exact same injury twice before this moment, and both times before, I had to take about 2-3 weeks off the gym and then start really slowly again. This time, I was taking testosterone. When I got the injury, I literally like collapsed onto the floor, and I swear to, like, I was training with my friends. I swear to God, I was literally lying on the floor thinking, how am I gonna get home? I physically felt like I couldn't move. Wasn't like bad enough to like go to the hospital and need to get carried out in a stretcher. But I literally felt so uncomfortable. I'm thinking like, how am I gonna drive home? Eventually I get home, it's so painful. It's like as bad as the previous injuries were. But when I went to sleep and I woke up the next day, about 90% of it was gone in literally like one night. Usually I would have gotten to this level of recovery after about 2, 3, 4 weeks. It was like 24 hours later, I had recovered as much as usually it would take me naturally like 3, 4 weeks to do. That was the day I realized that this wasn't just about physique or bodybuilding, but this can just make you feel superhuman. Like, you have like Wolverine healing-like abilities, and that can just be so helpful as you go through life. I continued taking the exact same protocol, 150 milligrams a week, for the entire 2024, and I felt awesome. When you inject testosterone, everyone kind of says like you have to do it for life, and if you come off, like if you stop, it'll be horrible. For me, I actually came off for a few months earlier this year. So in January of this year, I was prioritizing kickboxing. I didn't really care about my physique so much, and I needed to cut down anyway. So I ended up just stopping taking testosterone completely. People say that when you do that, you'll feel fucking horrible, and you know, you can't even get out of bed, whatever. For me, honestly, I felt basically no difference in terms of like testosterone symptoms. I was still waking up with morning wood. I was training kickboxing twice a day. And one positive thing I saw of coming off for a few months was that within about a week, my health stats on my Aura Ring, like this health tracker, all shot up. My resting heart rate dropped down, which is a really good sign of athleticism and cardio and a healthy heart. My HRV shot up, which meant, okay, I was recovering more. My sleep was better. So everything was like going up. And I was like, okay, this is really great for the season of life that I'm in. I also stopped weightlifting here completely for about 3 months, because I was only focused on kickboxing. I had this fight coming up. And so I lost more muscle mass than you normally would than if you just like stopped taking testosterone, but you kept on training. So I lost considerable size until my kickboxing fight. And then after that, I started injecting testosterone again and I started weightlifting again. And so here's my personal thoughts on this experiment. It's been extremely enjoyable to do. Like, I wanted to experience what it was like taking testosterone for about 5 years before I started this, but I really forced myself to improve my levels naturally first. I had a couple of my own followers ask me if they can still take my testosterone advice, like, you know, the testosterone videos I made like back in the day. And I said, yeah, of course. Like I started taking testosterone at the start of last year, 2024. But before that, I was completely natural. So any progress I made in my testosterone and the physique that I built before this point, that was all natural, and you can learn those lessons. I think I've made like one testosterone video recently, but that was a remake of an old video where I gave the same advice as when I was natural anyway. Even though this is like a bit of a weird area and people's values clash, some people are like adamantly against trying things like this and other people think it's fine. My own personal values is that I've always wanted to do experiments like this, and I genuinely have zero regrets. It's been like an amazing experience. I'm glad that I took my time and I did years of research. And when I actually decided to do this, I did it very safely with a ton of research. So this means that as of the start of 2024, I'm no longer natural, and I'm actually completely okay with that. Because for me, my own personal values, this concept of like, are you natty or not? not. I've never really given a shit about it because for me, I optimize for just the way that I feel like day to day. And I've just wanted to run experiments like this to just feel like superhuman. And so I'm happy with this decision. And this is why I'm going to continue this pathway of like my superhuman body protocol. I won't speak about these kinds of things so much on this main channel because most of the people who watch this channel are a little bit younger. But my advanced channel that I'll have linked somewhere, maybe in the description, that's where I'll speak about more of these things. And that's also where I've made the full superhuman body protocol. It's like hours and hours long that you can go watch for free of like way more detail than what we've covered here. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah. By the way, no pressure, but there's a few links underneath this video that you can check out if you want to have a look at my paid programs. When you trust me enough and you feel like my free content has already changed your life, you can have a look at those.